Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair! Oof. You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hit with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stills on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Leroy.
What's up?
It is the dog days of summer, my friend. Usually a sports host relishes in an overtime victory on a Sunday, Monday night football, back to back in basketball, baseball's getting good, hockey's ramping up, and they can do a show easily, eyes closed, not even watching something the day before. These days, these are my days, Leroy. These are my days. These are when we educate people on what clip farming is, and we play Radio Taboo as we continue to have the silliest summer possible.
Hey, you know what would, you know what makes this better?
What?
We're going into silly season after a championship.
Absolutely. Back to back, baby.
Back to back. Back to right? Back. Like you got so all the other sports that we've been depressed about, miserable about, wondering what moves are going to be made, who's going to get drafted, what we going to trade, how we going to get players in, what the hell Tyreek saying, what the hell Mike McDaniel saying, what's going on, all that stuff right there, we're able to deal with because we got that chip last week. That celebration last week.
That's only going to last a week, bro.
Right, this is good, though. This is honeymoon phase. What are we doing here?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Jesus.
We know this. We don't need you reminding us.
No, listen, understand this, bro. We all in the same boat.
I know.
Okay, we're all on the same boat.
Yeah, but you got a backup team.
What do you mean?
Not that they're doing any good.
Who? What are we talking about?
You got your teams up north you root for.
Yeah, but no, understand this. I get it. And even with baseball, I mean, yeah, I'm going to take a look at the Yankees and everything like that. But we know once Friday hits, we're all focused on football. After the fourth hits, we're all focused on football.
Yeah, no,
so,
I know.
So though we love the hockey and we're going to celebrate the Panthers, dude, come Monday, free agency we're going to be talking about, NBA free agency.
But let me ask you this, but so you, I mean, with all of the chaos going on around the Jets, right?
It's chaos this year? It's kind of quiet.
I mean, like, you have any idea how good or bad you're going to be?
No, but that's just not chaos. It would have been it's different when your quarterback is not a known player. See, if Aaron was the quarterback and we stunk last year, yeah, there would be a lot of chaos around what's going on. Justin Fields, nobody knows what's going on with Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn. You know, right. They look at the stories that are already there, like down here. You know, there's going to be guaranteed if Jalen Ramsey, if he's not traded within the next week or so, a lot of attention will be focused down here.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, let me ask you guys a question. And this is a question that I've been mulling over. We all know how we feel about Tyreek and how he trolls and the bitter ending of last year's season and how everybody was down on him. But if he convinces Jalen Ramsey to just stay put, right? And Jalen Ramsey comes out and says, you know what? I had a conversation with Reek. We're going to run this ish back.
You want to know what my thinking is?
Ain't no way it's going to happen, but.
No way that's going to happen.
Yeah, because we familiar with Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, very.
But if it happened, and second, if it should happen to happen.
Mike McDaniel has no control of this team. If Tyreek Hill is your voice of reason.
Hey, man, I didn't. I just asked you.
Leroy Hoard.
I know, man. Why?
A very good NFL player.
I tried.
A vet of over what, 10 years? You played what, 10 years in the league? Over 10? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. You've been around many players, teammates.
Yeah.
There are certain teammates, if they're the voice of reason, right, your locker room is done.
So I'm going to give you an example, right? I'm going to give you an example of a very similar situation, but nobody on the team thought this. So the problem I had with Tyreek as a player is him not playing at the end of the game, right? That's a big no-no. We ride or die for one another. We unless you hurt, we go until the doors fall off. Win or lose, right? Because I played on some teams that were bad, but we were tight. We just weren't good, right? And everybody knew we was going through it together. So when things turned around, we knew we had that little group of guys that, yeah, he went through it with me. When I was in Cleveland, we signed Andre Rison, right? And Andre Rison had just come from Atlanta, getting 100-plus catches. They were a passing offense. We were not. So when he came to Cleveland, he had like 60, 70 catches. Now, everybody on the team understood that them 60, 70 catches was like 100 catches in Atlanta, just by the way we played football. We understood that. We understood Dre's, just what he had to deal with, because everybody would come to him every game and say, you only had two catches, you only had three catches, right? And he would get annoyed by it, and maybe he'd, snap back at some folks or whatever. We know how feisty Andre Rison was. He was a competitor. Okay. So everybody outside of that building thought that Andre Rison was a malcontent, that he was a problem. But nobody in the locker room thought that, because we saw what was going on. We saw every day that this dude having to answer for the whole team, right, about how many catches he was getting, which is three kind of, there's three steps that have to go through, get to Andre Rison catching the extra pass during the game. We knew this. So if Andre Rison had came and talked to a player and that guy said, I talked to Dre, I'm good, people would have flipped out. But it wasn't because of what the guys in the locker room thought. It was because of the people outside the locker room.
Okay. But what if the situation is Jalen seeing what's going on in the locker room and doesn't like what's going on in the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
and maybe said player who's trying to holler at him and trying to bring him back might be part of the reason why he's not liking
again.
Things
that's what, but I put it out there as saying, what if? I don't know
right.
what Jalen Ramsey thinks of Tyreek. I'm telling you from a player's perspective, for me, that's a hard thing to get over.
Right. Okay.
To get over, to know
that he quit that on you last year. And
when
then...
when it gets tough, our supposedly star player, one of our leaders, is not going to ride it out with us. That's a hard thing to deal with. Whatever that situation is. That's why I said
from
the beginning.
So it's weird.
And Marcos could justify this. I said from the beginning, it don't matter what I think. It don't matter what I think of what Tyreek did. He got to deal with them guys he going in and play these games with.
So then if he's, okay, so in, if you're looking at, you're looking at that, how he right. ended the last season. We saw mm-hmm. it on camera when Jalen was like, hey,
yeah.
we're coming. So then he has to go to that locker room, or maybe he had already.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And spoke to them. But if he had not, if he hadn't, he hasn't
See,
talked to them.
That,
and now he's coming out and being
right.
like.
Acting like nothing happened.
Not even acting like nothing happened. Like he's the
Still
leader.
The voice.
No, he's the leader.
Right.
Of
that's
the
what
team.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, that's a problem to me. For me.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown
of course.
Leadership
of course.
Qualities
of course.
Over the last 3 years. So, therefore, right. if he's the guy that's going to be the voice of reason in a Mike McDaniel, Jalen Ramsey dispute.
Is that the guy you want? Right. No. You're 100% correct. But I'm saying there's parts of this story that we don't have firsthand and that I don't have firsthand. The only thing I have is what happened at the end of the year and not really hearing from Tyreek about it and him just moving on to his normal trolling self, normal, like nothing happened. I don't know that to be true with his teammates. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I ask if he made good with his teammates and then he has that conversation with Jalen, right? Now, sometimes, as I want to say as men, but I'm going to say as humans, right? Sometimes we put ourselves out there making comments and doing acts of whatever. To where we can't go back. You see what I'm saying? Like situations where you say something to somebody and no matter how much you apologize and are sincere about the apology, you cannot go back. My question is Jalen Ramsey at that point? Because we've heard things, right? But nobody's really come out. Everybody's been very cordial. Right? And which means that at any point in time, to me, you can have a man-to-man conversation and squash it and move on. Because you're going to fight with your teammates. You're going to fight with your coaches. You're going to have situations where y'all mad as hell at each other. But it hasn't gotten to the point of no return for me. Because nobody said nothing crazy.
Marcos, has it reached the point of no return?
Ramsey has no other options. So it's going to look
like you're saying
Tyreek.
It has.
I'm thinking it's going to look as if Tyreek is convincing him. But this is kind of like a hold me back situation, in my opinion, where it's like no other options. I wasn't going to fight this person anyway, so I'm going to tell my homeboy, hold me back. Jalen Ramsey right. has no other options, so he's going to be like, you know what, Tyreek? He did convince me to come back. He did. You
right, because the options aren't out. But again, let me tell you something. That's a veteran move right there. That's a life move.
Yeah, of course.
That's a life move, because here's what he did. He never put himself out there to the point of no return.
Yeah. I mean, if Tyreek can come back, Tyreek literally quit on the team. If he could come back from that.
But there's a difference between those two.
There's a big difference.
One guy just signed a 3-year extension. The other guy just got a 1-year extension.
Yeah. That is a difference.
So you're stuck with Tyreek. You had to be stuck with Tyreek this year because this is the year he gets paid.
For sure. But he could have still chose to be, you know, whatever kind of diva. But he said, I'm going to go ahead and play the nice role and do the Tyreek. And like Leroy said, get back to trolling and stuff like that. So they gave him the opportunity to apologize. They've clearly forgiven him because if not, or they were
No, no, no. Let me tell you something. Marcos?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
You're right.
Let me tell you why.
That money.
Time and place. Right?
Gotcha.
Like, there is nothing going on right now to put that flag, you know, in the ground and start doing all that now. There's going to be a time and a place for all that where you're going to know clearly whether the organization, the team, and the players have forgiven Tyreek. You can't tell now because everybody, you know, they ain't doing nothing. There's no consequences of that situation as of right now.
Yeah.
So you'll know. You'll know. And it won't take long. You know, you can watch on a basketball court, on a baseball field. You know when teammates aren't there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just my whole thought process was going into this situation with Jalen Ramsey and the situation he has with Mike McDaniel, and I would say this: he ain't got to play with Mike McDaniel, and so from that standpoint, there's always a conversation with his boys that he could have that would kind of settle that down and say, it ain't about Mike McDaniel, it's about us. And that in itself would be a big move as far as what you think of the team if there's somebody on that team that can go in, have a conversation, sit all parties down, hash it out, and move forward, right? Yeah. I don't know that to be true, but I've seen in a locker room,
see though,
two guys like, that fought each other to blood.
Yeah, and then someone sat them down.
And sat them down, and a week later they was out having drinks and dinner.
Which makes sense if it's Calais Campbell. You know, if I tell you Campbell,
and that's Vlad's point.
And it can't be Tyreek.
You're right.
Dude.
He's right. Right, a guy who's mixed up in the chicanery.
Yeah.
Of what is going on with the team, can't all of a sudden be the voice of reason.
Dennis Rodman can't be the voice of reason.
You know what Tyreek should have did? Tyreek should have handed in his stripes.
Yeah, to be honest.
Right? You know what I'm saying? He should have handed over the C or whatever the title he has, he should have handed it over and said, listen, what I did was unright. I got to earn this back. Right? As a move of, you know, how that looks around the team, right? And then if he goes about it accordingly, then people will start saying, oh, y'all should see what Reek doing. Y'all should see how he is trying to. But that don't seem like what's happening. So,
and this is why I have, this is one of the problems I have with number one. He should be the guy. I know if it's not in their character, if it's not in their personality.
But well, I'm not even saying that.
But when you're the guy,
how do you know that he hasn't had a conversation? See, this is the thing. As being in that locker room, there's guys who have conversations with guys and get them in line that you wouldn't even believe you would or consider being a leader or being that dude, right? It don't have nothing to do with the position they play on the field or how much money they have or whatever. But everybody in that locker room knows. Some guys are adamant about this. We're going to have a conversation. This conversation going to stay here. I don't want to hear about the conversation we had ever again, right? To coaches, to players, to the media especially. There are guys like that. So what I would say to you is, just because we don't read about it, just because you don't hear about it, don't mean it ain't going on in that locker room. Stop. They're like, we need to stop saying the only way a guy can be a leader, the only guy can have this conversation is if we see it on TV or hear somebody talk about it. So
true,
I'm going to push back on that just because I'm going to admit there are parts of these conversations that we don't know about and we shouldn't know about. So I'm not just going to dismiss and say number one should be having this conversation because we haven't heard about it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm,
you're right.
I need to hear about it.
But I kind of want to hear about it when I hear that. When Tyreek's the one that's publicly stating I'm trying to mend defenses, that means fences, whoever's been talking, hasn't done a good job of talking because Tyreek now is taking the forefront of being the guy to be the negotiator. And I don't know. No disrespect to 10. I love 10 as a player. But if 10 is the guy that's got to speak for me, put it this way. Would you have Tyreek, if you and your girl are having problems, would you want Tyreek, if Tyreek's your boy, would you want Tyreek to talk to your girl to be like, come on, man.
No.
You know, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
He might
sleep with her.
Here, there's a couple of things things of advice I'm never taking from Tyreek.
Yeah, that's one of them.
One is how to be fast. Mm-hmm. And the other one is, how to keep my marriage going. Right? I'm just not.
So therefore, that's what I'm saying.
It's like I was told as a kid, if you want to know how to handle something, look at somebody who's been successful at it, whether it's marriage, relationships, whatever. Don't ask somebody who had three wives, how should I keep my relationship going? That ain't going to work.
So then you want a guy who, you know,
but
who had beef with Kansas City, and that's why Kansas City let him go, because he wanted it. I mean, come on here. I don't know if 10 should be the guy leading the fort. And by the way, guys,
I would say this, and we can all maybe agree on this. 10 is talking, but that don't mean 10 is leading.
Well, we have much more for you on the Tobin Leroy Show. As you know, Tobin is out. He will return next week. Those are headlines.
You see how quickly that was? We were talking about the Panthers, and just like that, which all about the first segment is all about the Dolphins. So
I just
proved my point.
And it wasn't even like a good thing too. It was just like we can't even relish the. I blame you. You're right. I do blame you. Those are headlines that were brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat added size to their roster. We'll talk about that and more when we come.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out. I believe he's celebrating his anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday. 15 years. He said it was a crystal anniversary, I think, which is great. I don't even know, honestly, any of that. Do you know what you're on, Leroy? Do you know if you're on, like, the...
Hopefully wood.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be great. That'd be great for your pocket.
They have all these different gems or whatever.
Yeah.
And listen, when you get married and you're married for a long time, your wife will remind you of what each anniversary is.
I told my wife we're on mulch. That's the one we're on. That's the one that we're doing. A couple more headlines for you guys. The Marlins have actually found a bit of a groove as of recent. They swept the Giants yesterday. They now have won, I believe, 5 out of their last 6 and 9 out of their last 14. And they are set to begin a series versus the Diamondbacks today at 9:40. So we'll see if they can continue that hot streak.
It's still out west, huh?
Yeah. That was 9:40 starts. The Panthers are trading for Columbus Blue Jackets goalie Daniil Tarasov. He's going to replace Vanecek as a backup goalie. Vanecek, as you know, pretty much didn't touch the ice during the entire playoffs, but what he would do to kind of put his stamp on the trophy is he'd kind of just tease the goalies before the game. He'd kind of mirror what they were doing.
Yeah, he was
kind of just troll them. So yeah. You know, he did the best he possibly could from being a backup goalie.
I believe he had to play.
They gave him one of those honorary pucks too, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, that's pretty good to me. But in other news, I texted you pretty late yesterday, Leroy. I apologize for that. I realized it was midnight when I sent that, and I was like, oh, sorry. But the Miami Heat have added a few players through. They didn't have a second pick, but they made a few signings as soon as the draft was over. They had some free agents. I don't know any of these people, but I did look up the most coveted acquisition there. But I'm going to give you the names everybody selected. Umar Balo from Indiana. No idea. Dane Danger, which I'm probably saying incorrect as well. Center from Memphis.
Dane Danger?
Right. It's like D-A-I-N, but then it's D-A-I-N-J-A. Like, well, what does that sound like to you?
Dan Danger?
Either way, that's
no, it's Dane.
Dane Danger.
D-A-I-N?
D-A-I-N, and then D-A-I-N-J-A. That's a cool name. Look, listen.
That's a good rap,
if man. If he was a rapper or like a wrestler, Dane Danger.
Yeah, we wouldn't believe that was his real name.
No. Yeah, so I'm probably just saying it wrong, but because
it
sounds
what country is he from?
Sounds African.
He's not wrong. It does sound that way, but I have no idea. I know obviously he played for Memphis.
That should be some Euro.
No, he played for Memphis last year, and he's from Brooklyn Park.
Not New York.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. No,
okay.
Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. 6'9", so that could be his name, guys. It's not like it has like a weird...
Is there a picture of the man?
There is a picture of this man.
How does he look like?
Well, I would say he's closer to us than to...
Yeah.
Because...
He has...
Blay.
Yeah.
I know. I just
want to say this. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tread lightly. But I know my people.
Hey, he's a little dark.
Right?
Danger!
And my people would go Dane Danger.
Yep.
Well, right?
He is 6'9", 270 pounds. Pretty
oh,
big.
Yeah, he's black.
And he...
6'9", 270?
Dreads.
Wait, 6'9", and 270, Vlad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thick. Got a big body down there, but not as big as... Leroy's alma mater providing us with another Vlad Golden.
Oh, first of all, there's only one Vlad in this market, in this town. So okay. You have to change his name immediately.
No, we'll just use his full name. Vladislav.
Oh, you can use the Slav. I'm the Mir.
Exactly. Exactly. So we got Vladislav Golden, which born in Russia. And he was a Michigan Wolverine last year where he averaged 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks. He's 7'1".
He could play.
And he actually, prior to being a Wolverine, was a local boy. He was playing at FAU.
Yeah, because remember, we had
they
FAU's
transferred.
Coach.
Yeah, Dusty May.
Yeah,
he joined Dusty May in Michigan. He won all 10. I mean, I'm sorry, all Big Ten honors. He was a finalist for the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award and named Big Ten Tournament MVP.
Wasn't he like their second best player in the FAU team that went to the Final Four?
Yeah,
he definitely
him and Johnny Davis, I believe.
Yeah, he was a key contributor for the team that made a Cinderella run to the Final Four. He was even better in the next season. So.
And that was in the Big Ten. So he was playing against better competition, and he was born.
He was a Big Ten tournament MVP last year. So
I can't believe. I'm trying to figure out.
7-1, undrafted.
Are we caught up? And here's what I've noticed over the past few years, right?
Yeah.
The NBA is really big on wing players and not as big on centers. Right, I think this draft was the lowest a center had been taken.
Yeah.
In the draft in a very long time.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
We are actually transitioning away from the big. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this with the same way I'm going to talk about the NFL and running backs. Right? We talk about how we're going to positionless and moving away from the big, but it seems that every team that has one of those bigs that can be a rim protector and can get rebounds seem to go far in the playoffs. So as basketball goes, which is the same way football went, because guess what? Who's the teams that compete for the championships? Teams that can run the football.
Yep.
Are we being a little, you know, too cute to not understand the fundamentals of that sport like football has done with running the football?
Yeah, but basketball's shown the same thing. You can't win without.
That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't win without a big man. And
but look at all, everybody wants a wing. They all the wings.
They feel like you could, they feel like you can develop a big man. Like you don't need a big man who needs the ball down low.
Which is the same way the NFL did the running back.
Right, but you definitely need a certain type of big man. And whether you're not going to have a Jokic or Embiid, those guys are just, you know.
Right. Or Wimby.
Outlier.
Is Wimby even considered a big?
He's a big because of height, but you wouldn't consider him a big because of size.
More of a four.
He would be more of a wing forward, like what you were saying.
Yeah.
But in order for you to win and defend and not have guys go down the paint and score every bucket on you, you need a big, whether it's an athletic big or some type of
with
big.
With OKC, it became Hartenstein.
It was Hartenstein, but they brought in Hartenstein so that you have a two twin tower type of situation because of the fact that Chet is so – he might be light in the ass, but he could defend and he's so long that he could defend the wings outside.
So you always have somebody protecting the rim.
You have some type of wing protection.
Even if you draw Hartenstein out, if you try to get Chet in a mismatch, you still have the other guy playing off him and say, okay, I'm out here on the perimeter. Go protect the rim.
Boston had – they might have been old, but Boston had Porzingis and Horford. Milwaukee had Lopez and Giannis. Dallas, the year they went to the finals last year, Lively and Gafford, to the point Gafford just got $20 million right now. Gafford's not a guy that you're giving the ball down low and telling him to get you 20. No, but you know what he's going to get you? Rebounds, offensive rebounds, blocks, alley-oop dunks. And that's key. Just like you said with the running back. If you can't stop the run and you can't run the ball, you're not going to win in the playoffs.
But it seems like as a sport, we tend to ignore those fundamentals of each sport.
Because it's not captivating. It doesn't sell.
But it wins.
Right.
You know what's captivating?
You know there's two fans, Leroy. I think there's two type of fans. I think there's regular season fans, and then there's the diehards who watch like from regular season and playoffs. Regular season, that's why everybody – so when Tobin, you know, he loves his team. But when Tobin's like, oh, I need some Zion and Ja, those are the fans who want to be –
That's new age.
Right. They want to be excited. They want to make sure that like, every time they're watching, something crazy can happen or something historical.
Right.
But we know when it comes to the playoff, none of that merely matters. Right. None of that. Nobody cares how you
score. The highest scoring team – let's put it this way. The highest scoring team in the NBA won the final game scoring like 101 points.
Right.
Because it wasn't about that.
When I hear, this is how crazy it is, guys. They're saying OKC is one of the greatest defensive teams. And I'm like, they gave up 114 points. Like, what kind of league? You know this is a different league because giving up 114 points.
Nah, the Pacers would score like crazy, though.
But when you're hearing that they were playing great defense and I'm looking, like, you hear that and I'm like, but they gave
up. You look at the box score and it's like, how?
Right, but or you look at the average. I'm like, the great defensive teams usually don't give up like 102 or 100 points, but I know this is a different time.
Pacers were scoring like 130 during the regular season. It was crazy.
And we don't see that in the playoffs because in the playoffs, it's usually tighter.
Right. That's defensive. You know, you tighten up, the coaching gets
better. You know, I just kind of brought it up because it seems aware to me and I ain't running a football team, and I ain't running a basketball organization, but it seems like Pat, when Pat was actually coaching, right? Pat started all of his teams with a big, right? Yeah. It didn't matter if you had D-Wade or who you had, Showtime, like it was the guy in the middle that kind of enabled you to do all the other stuff.
He had some pretty good ones, though, if I'm being honest.
No, I know.
Pat ain't winning. Pat's as great as Pat is.
Not winning without Kareem.
Pat's number one thing is to have a big man. Kareem, yeah. Pat, Zoe, Shaq.
Like,
right. But then now all of the bigs that come through, all we talk about is, oh, he can stretch the floor.
Yeah. Well, because they changed the game with the stretch five, where the four now was becoming the five because they wanted more movement. They wanted more space.
But guess what?
There's too much space in now.
Right, because I look at the teams that competed, even with New York. Who's that kid? All he did was offensive rebounds.
Mitch,
right.
Oh.
That's all he did. Like, they got so many opportunities. So where would the Knicks be without him?
Oh,
guy in the middle that's causing chaos.
Big man.
Right.
When we come back.
I believe that Vlad coming in here, yeah. Now, they ain't going to play him for 7 years because that's what Spo does the bigs.
True.
But could you imagine a situation where you need to stop? And you got a guy that you could put in there and just say, smash.
You got four bigs now if he makes the squad. Right. Yeah. You got four bigs.
Right. Oh, no, he going to spend. He going to spend.
2 years in
South Dakota. 2 years in G League.
In South,
scoring 20 points and everybody going to ask what's going on. And they're going to say, you know, he's getting there. Getting there. Like, I don't want to see 40 points scored in the G League. I'll be honest. When your team have a third quarter and you scoring 80 points, and I got a guy that you got in the lesser league lighting it up, scoring 35 points and 10 rebounds and stuff like that, he needs to be playing. Why we don't do that?
When we come back, we will check on those Panthers that we briefly touched on.
Where are the Panthers, right? It's like, where's Waldo?
We'll take a track of the Stanley Cup and determine what is the latest on making sure that we keep our core together. Don't forget, though, it is a Frog Boy Friday. We're going to be playing Radio Taboo later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I got some new words for you guys. I want to make sure that you guys are up to date with what the kids are still saying. We got a Tickle Leroy's Fancy, You're Dead to Me. It's an action-packed Friday. We got that and much more on the Tobin Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a Frog Boy Friday. Tobin out, celebrating love. 15 years for him. Congratulations goes out to him and Mrs. Tobin. In the meantime, we are here watching Leroy ferociously type. he seems like
he's beating the crap out of that keyboard.
Well, I feel bad for whoever he is typing. At that point,
I was on the chat replying.
Oh, okay. To whom it may concern.
No. Somebody said, if you need a wing, just look under your seat.
Quick segment here so we can come back for hour two. Just wanted to give you guys an update on the latest Marchand, Bennett, and Ekblad contract situation. New developments have emerged in all three cases. Marchand's status remains fluid, which no one knows what the hell that means.
It means it's That's just, they're still talking.
They're still talking. But insider Nick Alberga of the Davy Tribune.
What?
Of the, the Tamarack Gazette? Yeah, I don't know where he's from, but apparently he's an insider. Reported that there's a good chance he re-signs.
Wait a minute. How's he an insider? You don't know where he's from.
I don't know. I got this from a trusted source. Bennett's extension talks hit a snag after discussions reportedly stalled. Meanwhile, Ekblad appears to be nearing a new deal.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I thought from the beginning.
Yeah.
I've always said that I think it's probably a definite that they would get two of the three. I don't know if they can get three of three. And part of that is because Sam Bennett about to be one of the highest paid players in
Absolutely. For sure.
And where these guys are at different points in their career.
Yeah, one guy's what, 37?
Right. So it'd be much easier to do Marchand and Ekblad. But Sam Bennett, you know, he, like, and I ain't mad at him.
They could do it. They could sign all three. You could sign Brad Marchand to a four-year deal and just have him play two and then buy him out and let him retire in his career in Boston when he's, like, 40. You could do that. Because the cap should go up by that time and everything. So you can do that. The question is Ekblad and Bennett. I think Ekblad, there's loyalty there. And him and him and Barkey, they're boys. They came together, so I think he'll stay. Bennett's the key.
He got like
you. I just won the Conn Smythe, baby.
Before you make deals like Ekblad's gonna make, right? You gotta have already gotten that you know that paper that one time. Sam Bennett ain't got that yet, so they're in different, you know, points in their career.
And somebody's going to out. Somebody. And here's the thing that the
Panthers. Somebody going to, forget the teams that are hungry. Somebody going to come out and say, 13 million. Right?
Because they just want to mess this up. Like, they just, there's going to be teams that just going to, might overpay a player just so that they could break up this Florida Panther dynasty. You know teams are going to do that. And that's going to be tough for a guy. Maybe this might be his last chance of getting a big bag or his only chance of getting a big bag, and he's going to be like.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, sometimes where you are in your career determines how you go about these contracts.
Yeah, because I think Marchand's family, I saw them on the ice. They look so happy being in South Florida. Like, enough of this Boston weather. Let's just stay down here and eat Dairy Queen.
Ah, Dairy Queen. When we come back with our tour, we got your latest headlines. We're going to attempt to tickle Leroy's fancy with a weekend slate. Of extracurricular activities, because there's not too much sports going on. But, I did some research. I got some things. You can tell me if they're interesting to you or if they're not. We got some.
They involve Astron?
Let's see.
Oh, no, I'm out.
No. No, these are good.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't even dabble.
No, these are good. You're totally fine. Well, I'm not sure who's going to be at the Kaseya Center, but, you know, we'll see. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.